Good evening. It's April 15th, 2022. Welcome back to Boomer Rex Tonight, your nearly daily source for news and politics. Hey, asshole, what separates our show from other millennial news podcasts?
I don't know. What's that?
We have a boomer, and not just any boomer. We have Mr. Boomer Rex himself.
Help.
You two eat, sleep, and breathe politics, and I'm learning. That's three unique perspectives we share, along with the facts from our literal round table.
It is round again. That's cool.
Yeah, it is round again. Let's dig right into our headlines. Missing wallaby found. Tell me about this.
So, anyway, Honey Bunch is 21 months old, and he's a wallaby, which is kind of a kangaroo-looking thing. I'm not sure what the difference is. Maybe I should look them up. But anyway, disappeared from the zoo's wallaby exhibit. And folks have been looking for him for, you know, a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And they weren't finding him. Well, turns out he was more or less in plain sight. There's an area right behind the exhibit. And he had just crawled under a bush and hidden. And they followed footprints to him. Anyway, I think he was probably there the whole time.
Aww.
So he's been carried off to the...
Kangaroos are the big ones.
Oh, okay. So it's like a little kangaroo.
Yeah, about half the size.
Okay. So anyway, Honey Bunch was carried off to the hospital and is being evaluated by the veterinarians. They say he's fine. And they'll all be returned to the exhibit in the next couple of days. So anyway, way to go.
Oh, yeah. I take it you told us that awesome story to give us warm, fuzzy feelings before you fucking punch us in our gut with this next story. Homophobic dickhead takes his hate out on innocent children. Tell me about this.
So, anyway, it was a gay family traveling on Amtrak having a nice journey. And this is Robbie Pierce and his husband and two young children. When a guy walked up to him and just turned their vacation into a nightmare, started yelling, you know, to the kids and shouting, "Remember what I told you, you know, these people are pedophiles and racists and they stole you." And, anyway, it was stopped at, Didron Station in San Jose. And he and his husband stood up and got in between the unidentified man and their kids. And so Bowerman says, you know, "I'm not a big man, right? And I was nervous, but when you're dealing with your children and you feel like they're being threatened, you know, you're kind of fearless. You know, it's sort of, yep, you know, that mom lifting the car scenario." So, but it was hideous and it wasn't stopping. He continued to shout at the family, "You're not a family, you're racists and pedophiles, you steal black and Asian children and you rape them," and, you know, just the standard, you know, everyday Republican pig shit.
Yep.
Right?
No, that's why they made this pivot. That's, yeah, that they need to ingest the QAnon crazy.
Yep, absolutely. So, I will say this, please, little old grand old Tea Party, you just keep doing this till the election, because we will beat you. So,
aren't enough bigots
you will make
to run the table.
That's
anymore.
Right. You will make off. America sick.
Sarah Lee killed a bunch of you.
Yep.
One square foot at a time.
No, this is disgusting, unnecessary, and
this puts the lie to the advancements we pretended to make for the last
right.
40 years.
I have more frequently found myself using the term infuriated because I can't find a stronger term every day that I read this crap and I'm like, if I was there, these people would be dead. Just fucking dead. Don't kill people. Don't kill people.
So, hey, but, real Americans, when you see this kind of stuff happening,
intervene.
Just walk over and stand there. That'll make it stop. Because the Trumpistas, you get in their way and they run away with their little tails tucked firmly between their legs.